Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health and wellness, with host, board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner, Martina DeGoot, and co-host, Kimberly Briggs. Together with expert guests, they bring you the very best in holistic health and wellness. Your comments and feedback are important to us. To speak to the host, call 914-338-0741. That's 914-338-0741. Now here is Martina DeGoot.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Healthy Explosion Show and our series on women's health. I am your host, Martina DeGoot, and my special guest for today is Anita Redd of Anita's Balm. Last week's show focused on natural remedies to reduce breast cancer risk, and today's segment of women's health will explore natural home birth, as well as natural birth pros and cons. Now, Anita Redd will share her experiences of giving birth naturally. If you would like to call into the show today, you may dial 914-338-0741 and press 1 to join the conversation. You may also Skype into the show by visiting healthyexplosionshow.com, and you will see the link which will direct you to the Skype instruction page. Now, before I bring Anita on, let me say that the topics discussed on this show are not intended to treat any condition. It's for educational purposes. Please consult your physician or healthcare provider before making changes to your diet or exercise routine. Anita, welcome.
Hi, I'm glad to be with you.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me today on the Healthy Explosion Show. How are you on this beautiful summer morning in Atlanta with no rain?
Doing terrific. Thank you.
Awesome. Great to have you on the show. Now, I just want to tell you a little bit about Anita. She's the founder of Anita's Balm. She's a wife and mother of four, including a beautiful four-month-old baby girl. Anita shared with me that all four children were a natural birth, and what's incredible is that her labors for all four children were under 2 hours. Is that correct, Anita?
That's correct.
Now, tell us, when you got pregnant with your first child, were you hoping for a natural birth?
Absolutely. My husband and I attended the Better Birth Foundation natural childbirth class that was 4 or 6 weeks, and learned all about pain control through breathing and different techniques that you can do, and I was all set on it, and he was 10 days late, so I had a long wait.
Wow, my goodness. So this was the first one?
Yes.
Now, did you ever use a midwife?
I never used anything but a midwife. I had midwives on my first two, and mm-hmm. my second two were delivered by nurse or my husband.
Awesome.
So actually, the question is, I never had a doctor.
Yeah, that's awesome. That it really is, and for someone that has also given birth, I just could not imagine that. Especially with what I went through.
It just worked out that way. I had midwives in the practices, and I wanted midwives for the first two. But the other two were through a medical doctor group, but they were so rapid that there was no doctor in attendance.
And that's a blessing. Truly, truly is a blessing. Now, what preparations for a natural birth do you suggest?
A lot of yoga and exercising. I did it right up till I had all the kids, including walking, yoga videos, and just as much activity and movement as you can. I know it's so hard late in pregnancy, but it's so important, and it makes the labors go so quickly.
I can imagine, yes. Now, you mentioned when we spoke, couple of days ago that you developed gestational diabetes while you were carrying Jill, which Jill is your 4-month-old.
Yes.
Were there any challenges or complications?
Yes, I had to use a monitor and watch my diet very strictly for the third trimester, a lot of it, and took some medication for a few weeks to control the sugar levels that were going up and down.
Okay, but besides that, you didn't have it. There were no serious...
No, absolutely not. She was not large birth weight, which is very typical of gestational diabetes, and she was able to be a natural birth, which is a concern with gestational diabetes. A lot of
yes.
times they're induced.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
She was not it was terrific.
That's awesome. Now, there's also something which is, I find very impressive. Now, you're age 50, correct? And you're obviously in great shape. What would you say to women over 40 who feel that their biological clock is running out?
There is always hope. I work with a fantastic doctor in Lawrenceville, and we were able to have Jill quite naturally, and she is from an egg donor. So I purchased some eggs that were donated to an egg bank, which is one of its kind in here in Atlanta, and there's wonderful young women who are donating eggs every day. And my husband and I use that egg, and my husband is the father, and Jill is our baby girl.
That's awesome. And that's a good information, especially for women at any age, because you don't have to be over 40 or over 50 not to be able to conceive naturally. There's so much now with fertility problems, so that's something that's good to know. Now, you mentioned that you're the only woman of your age, which in the 50, in the country to have carried a baby from embryo transfer to delivery without drug support. Talk to us about that.
Even prior to the embryo transfer, most, if not all, women go through a series of shots, pills, to prepare the body for embryo transfer. Then they receive the embryo transfer and usually take progesterone to maintain the pregnancy. And I was determined to do without those shots and pills, and did a lot of ovulation timing. And even at 49, when I was conceiving, my cycle was very regular, and I was able to time the date of the embryo transfer perfectly. So I required no hormones.
That's amazing. And again, that's just great information to know for anyone that would be considering, having a child and not able to go through, the normal process. Now,
yes, it was absolutely fabulous to work with Dr. Sladen. 2 years before, I had gone to him and said, "Can this be done?" And he said, "It never has, but it should be able to be." So I went through an extensive battery of physical, emotional tests to see if I would be able to handle it. I passed every single one with flying colors, except for the gestational diabetes. And then we put the embryo transplant in and got a positive pregnancy test, and the rest of the pregnancy was very normal.
Oh, my goodness, that's awesome. Now, for women who may have eggs that can be fertilized, but they're not able to have them fertilized the normal way, that same process can be used with their eggs, correct? If they're not able.
It can be, yes, absolutely. It can be used with the mother's egg or a donor egg.
Okay, that's awesome, and that's great news as well. Now, I am just so impressed with this.
She's really
wow.
cute. I got to pick out her egg mother, and so I really picked one that looked a lot like my husband, and so she's an absolute doll. She is,
my goodness.
Everybody comments, go to my Facebook page, Anita Red, and you'll see her. She's all eyes.
My goodness. And she's 4 months old now, correct?
Yes, she is. She's doing fine. All her milestones are hitting perfectly, her height and her weight, everything. She has reflux, But other than that, she's completely normal.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I'm sure you would not have been able to do any of this had you not been taking proper care of your health.
I have been taking proper care of my health since I was in middle school.
That's
so
awesome.
I never had to start taking care of myself. I just had to continue.
Now, share with us, you said from middle school, what was your overall eating lifestyle? I know you appear to be very physically fit and you enjoy exercise, but how was your diet? What type of foods you ate over the years typically?
I eat almost a non-meat diet. I'm not vegetarian on purpose, but I tend toward vegetables, fruit, dairy, and grains if I have a choice. And so I just eat a lot of those throughout the day. I try to stay away from the caffeine and the sugary drinks and drink water and herb tea and just things that make common sense. You know, stay away from a lot of junk food and things like that. It's pretty logical. It's what they've been telling us for years and years, teaching us with the pyramid and things like that.
Yes, yes, yes. And I just wanted you to point that out because it's not something that you just started doing. This has been a lifestyle. And so one thing that's important.
It's been a lifestyle. I've been running and swimming since I was in school and dancing and just really enjoy movement and activity. It makes me feel better, and it makes me able to handle everything that I have going on. Not only do I have four kids, my oldest son is a Marine. A U.S. Marine. He is in college at the Citadel in South Carolina, and he is constantly going off on training and needing this gear and that gear and is getting his business degree along the way. So that's pretty hectic to support him. He's a Navy, they call it midshipman while he's in school, and he'll be an officer. My next son, as you, if you know anything about Anita's mom, is the reason I developed Anita's mom. He has eczema. So
and that's a nice segue.
Wonderful segue. He has had eczema since birth. I could not find any balm to treat his skin, so I formulated Anita's balm to soothe his anguish. And now him and my customers have an all-natural balm to help with psoriasis, rosacea, all these related skin disease, everything from fine lines to heel cracks and diaper rash. I use it on Jill already. But that is a national company, and we are in 1,300 stores, and I also have the 11-year-old and the 4-month-old. I mean, the 11-year-old. Yeah, Russell is in middle school.
My goodness. You really are very busy. And by the way, that was a nice segue into you sharing with us about Anita's balm. That's actually how we met. You were I was very impressed with the products. And as a matter of fact, I sampled it, and it was really, 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 really very good. And so if anyone is interested, your website is Anita's, A-N-I-T-A-S, balm, B-L-M.com, correct?
Yes, and we are so excited. We are going to be the first cosmetic company to create a jar that is going to be biodegradable and compostable with heat. We hope to have that out soon. We're working on the prototype. It'll be our 1-ounce jar, and it's made from a plastic made from corn. And we are so happy.
That's interesting.
It's fascinating. All these jars that I'm filling are winding up in the landfill when people are done, and they're taking 100 years to break down. These are going to take just a couple of years and return to a biodegraded state, and we are going to be able to make more with the corn-based resin. So we're very, very excited about that venture.
Yes, that's very impressive. We are going to take a 1-minute break, and we will be back with more of the Healthy Explosion Show and my special guest, Anita Red.
Thank you.
Welcome to Healthy Explosion's Global Holistic Online Nutrition Training and Coaching Programs, the ultimate in individual health and wellness empowerment. offering state-of-the-art virtual classrooms with live instructor-led course experiences, individual and group programs, and CEU-approved courses. No travel, no stress, no hassle. Available from any location. Ideal for employee wellness program with tried, tested, and proven results. If you are ready to take control of your health, understand nutrition for your individual needs, understand your lab test results, and the signals to determine imbalances within your body, as well as the art of eating for good digestive health, then this program is for you. So, take your health to the next level. Sign up for one of our courses today. Still not convinced? Request a free 30-minute Skype consultation with a specialist or email programs@healthyexplosion.com.
Welcome back to the Healthy Explosion Show, and my special guest for today is Anita Redd of Anita's Balm. Anita, thank you again for joining me.
Thank you so much. I did want to talk a little bit about some of the actual details of the kids' births. I know probably many of your listeners are pregnant and worried about labor and pain and some of the complications that can occur. One of the neat things about their births is I waited at home in labor as long as I can to avoid going into the hospital where some of these medical interventions can start occurring. So that is a good tip to keep the process a little bit more natural if you can wait at home.
That's great. Well, I know that, so let me ask you a question. As one mother to another, I know how severe my labor pains were. And my labor delivery did not occur in less than 2 hours. I just ran into days. But were you experiencing pain? Or can you just take a moment and just share? Because you've had four natural births, and
yes.
You were able to stay at home, and as you said, especially with the last baby, until it was very close to the time for delivery. How do you time it that way? And because I think you mentioned that it was 3 minutes after you arrived in the hospital.
I arrived at the hospital about 7:29, and Jill was considered delivered at 7:32. And most of that intervening time was in a wheelchair, going up to delivery, finding a delivery room. I didn't even have a chance to take off my street clothes, and there she was. So
wow.
It just happened very, very rushed. With Russell, same hospital, we drove up to the hospital. We couldn't find anybody to give us a wheelchair, so I had him in the car before we got
there. Oh, my goodness.
So this exact same scenario of all of my children, I get there very, very late and have spent very little time in delivery. So there is not a chance to talk about, would you like an epidural? Can we call anesthesia? You know, all that takes time. And so I arrive at the very, very last moment.
You are obviously in incredible shape. That's all I can say.
Oh, no. I had some long nights before it at home, but I preferred to stay home as long as I could.
Right.
With Ray, I checked into the hospital about 12:15, dilated many, many centimeters, 7, 8 probably, and then had him by 2:04 in the morning. That was one when I was in a bed and had a midwife in attendance. And so with Kevin, I got there about 6:30, checked in, got changed, and had him about 8:04. So, if I get to the hospital, even still, I'm dilated very late in the process.
My goodness. Again, I am impressed. Very impressed.
It's a little
now,
bit hair-raising, these rides on the highway.
Oh, now, okay, let's move on, because I'm really curious. Now, who did the actual, you said he was born in the vehicle now. Who assisted?
I was alone while my husband was inside trying to locate a wheelchair or gurney or a person else. And he actually began to come then, and then my husband returned to the car, assisted him the rest of the way out, and then the medical personnel put us on the gurney and took us into the emergency room.
Oh, my God.
He was
God.
Still attached by the umbilical cord when they moved us.
Oh, my God. What a joy. And the fact that your husband, it's a teamwork. You both participate. So, oh, my
well,
God.
Well, he had to. He didn't want to. He was doing the driving.
Yeah.
But he had to because Russell was actually presenting in the car. His head was out. And
my
husband had to assist with the rest of the body because there was no room in the car, much room in the car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, his,
wow.
His birth certificate says East Side Medical Parking Lot.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So he's so proud of it.
Oh, goodness.
And
he should be, yeah.
My husband is even prouder that we got inside the hospital when we had Bill.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
But he knew how it could have been.
Oh, gosh. Now, what are some of the pros and cons of natural childbirth that you could share?
Well, the pros are obviously no anesthetic residue in the system for immediately after birth to deal with for both me and the baby. And the cons are the recovery. I have a perineal tear each time. So it almost cannot be helped with the nature of these deliveries in these different situations where I have to have not episiotomy, but tear repair.
Okay.
And so that is one of the, stitches. That's one of the difficult parts of the recovery. The babies were all over 8 pounds, except Jill was 7-something, and they were all late, except for Jill, who was a week and a half early. So when you're talking about 41 and a half weeks gestation and a precipitous labor, it really makes for a situation where you have to have some stitching.
Okay, I understand. I was thinking that. I wasn't going to ask that because I was saying, my God, ooh. Because, and I do understand about the care repair. I have had that, and that it does tend to linger for a while. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Now, how do you balance your business, which is Anita's Balm, which is going very well, and being a wife, mother of four, including a 4-month-old baby Jill? What's the secret?
Well, I haven't learned it yet, but I keep trying. I just have goals in each area of my life, family, business, and then managing the assets that I have been given. And so I just have to think every day about what is going to further one of those goals. It may be getting some stuff for my son to go off to college, and then I'm not going to do Anita's Balm that afternoon. I'm shopping with him. I just have to judge and balance every day.
That's good. That's very, very good. And it appears as well that by setting goals the way you have, it has allowed you to, while we cannot eliminate stress, but your stress seems to be more good stress because, you know, some stress is good, but bad stress is what really tears down our body. And the fact that, again, I have to say this again, for you to have had the last child naturally at age 49. That is truly, truly awesome. Congratulations on
that. Well, thank you. I conceived at 49. I had her at 50, and I'm in a group of mothers who delivered all in April. We're in an online group, and I was one of the ones who had the least complicated, quickest delivery of women half of my age.
My goodness.
So it really can. Yeah, the women were having cesareans and inductions and episiotomies, and some had some serious trouble and complications. And, you know, it just doesn't depend on age. It's just, I do pretty well having kids, and you know, I just kept on going. So 50 didn't stop me.
And trust me, I know it's, again, it depends on the care that you take take of your body and how you handle stress. That's so important. Now, I think some of the great takeaways from what you said today is, number one, women on a whole, not just women, but since the show is geared around childbirth, natural childbirth, you need to really, women really need to take care of our bodies. That's very important, not just for giving birth to healthy babies, but also to extend not just our lives, but also give the children that are being born, the babies that are being born, a fighting chance of being healthy. It cannot guarantee, because there are always, you know, times that things will happen, but at least it will give them a fighting chance of living a healthy life. So the takeaway is,
I also do the breastfeeding, and that gives them the immunities for into the first year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's, I was going to ask about that. That's great. Now, how long do you typically breastfeed? Do you breastfeed throughout the entire year, first year? Or
each child has been different. The earliest I've ever quit is 1 year.
Okay.
So they've all got at least a year, and some of them beyond. And Jill is only 4 months old, and she's exclusively breastfed. So I, again, am watching my diet because whatever I'm eating, she is too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Again, I'm just really, really impressed. So we've got diet. Make sure that you're eating a well-balanced diet. Exercise all the way up until the day, if possible.
Absolutely. The night before, I have videos that I do at home, and then I took the 6 weeks off and began again with weightlifting and some workout videos at home after my six-week checkup.
My goodness. I am so impressed with everything that
I love exercise, and I'm running a 5K for autism on October 5th. So, again, I set a goal that, you know, by the time she was 6 months old, I would be back to running races.
My goodness. You are... super mom, super.
Well,
awesome.
No, I'm not going to complete that race in 25 minutes, but it will be under an hour.
Right. Oh, my goodness. And again, it goes back to setting goals, which I'm very impressed with. You mentioned business, family, and managing what you have been given to do. So whatever it is that you're doing, you're setting those goals, which is very, 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 very important. Now, we don't have...
My mother was, unfortunately, an early victim of cancer, and she left me assets. And ever since her death 5 years ago, I have set out to honor the assets that I have been given and do the best with those that I can. So I began Anita's Balm and... did some other things, and I'm always have my eye on those assets and trying to do the very best I can with them.
Awesome. Well, we are almost at the end, Anita. I am looking forward to having you back on the show. Thank you again for joining me today. If anyone would like to find out more about Anita's Balm, visit anitasbalm.com. Again, thank you for joining me today and sharing your story. Congratulations on the birth of your beautiful baby, Jill. We continue next week with our series on women's health, and our topic will be on prenatal nutrition. And we will actually have with us next week Barbara Cozart, who actually, she's a new mom, and she makes her own organic baby foods. Now, I'm going to invite you to join us, Anita, if you're available. Would you be
sure,
able to come
back? I'll check on that.
Okay, awesome. Well, again, thank you very, very much, Anita, for sharing your story. Don't forget to tune into the show next week. And until next Saturday, have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed week.
Thank you so much,
bye-bye.
Martina.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health. Join us on Saturdays live at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Visit HealthyExplosionShow.com for information about the show, listen to archive shows, read our online newsletter, visit the Marketplace section for holistic products and services, and advertise your products and services. Don't forget to follow Healthy Explosion Show on Twitter and Facebook.